This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The author of an anonymous op-ed in today's New York Times is billed as a senior White House official who says White House staffers have been working to thwart the president's misguided impulses, claiming there have been whispers of using the 25th Amendment to remove him from power. Shortly after learning of it, President Trump said of the piece,
"Manipulated, anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial."
Presidential historian John Meacham claims he thinks it had something to do with the recent passing of Senator John McCain.
This reads to me like it was written by someone who was either in the National Cathedral or watching it and thinking, what are they going to say about me?
He spoke on MSNBC. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will return to the U.S. Senate today for day three of his confirmation hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
A controversial Nike ad featuring the controversial former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick will air during the NFL season opening game tonight.
Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
Nike saying the ad will run all week during the U.S. Open, Major League Baseball games, and college football as well. It features the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who's created a firestorm starting to kneel during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The two-minute version of the ad already on Twitter also features other prominent athletes like LeBron James and Serena Williams. Tropical Depression Gordon finally moving out of Mississippi, rolling across the Mississippi River into Arkansas, and still quite a rainmaker. Meanwhile, forecasters are keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence off the eastern U.S. coast. It could affect the eastern seaboard sometime next week. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A federal prosecutor in North Carolina is issuing subpoenas for voter registration on behalf of ICE. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina looking for voter applications, voting forms, and other data for evidence of citizenship. Civil rights activists say they suspect they're really just looking for irregularities to justify voter suppression. Toyota has issued a recall for 2016 to 2018 Prius hybrid vehicles amid concerns that the wiring harness could spark a fire.
The recall involves the Prius plug-in model and could affect nearly 200,000 vehicles in the United States. Worldwide, the recall could affect more than 1 million vehicles, including the CHR SUV models. Toyota will be notifying affected Prius owners this month. There are concerns that the wire could wear out over time and generate a short circuit, and in rare cases cause a fire. Toyota hasn't said whether any injuries or deaths have resulted from the defect. If sufficient heat is generated, there's an increased risk of vehicle fire, according to a company representative. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
and Kim Kardashian West back at the White House as the reality TV star met with members of the administration yesterday to discuss the clemency process for nonviolent drug offenders. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
The top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, much has been said about the blue wave that has been, I guess, pretty much promoted for quite a while. And we're, you know, about 60 days away from seeing if, in fact, it is going to be a blue wave. Of course, this is shades and memories of what we experienced, it seems to be anyway. It's deja vu one more time. What we experienced in 2016, where, you know, you had the mainstream media and all these pollsters saying, Hillary Clinton was 90% in. Donald Trump, an anomaly, no doubt. Does the Trump effect continue to the midterm elections? Well, let's talk about it with my good friend Dan Perkins. Dan is a national security and foreign policy analyst and author. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I got a little bit of it. Sore throat, but I'll do my best for you, sir.
Okay, well, thank you for hanging in there. I know it's been a rough week for you here, but I want to talk about your article that you wrote, 10 Reasons the Democrats Will Not Take Control of the House. Break that down, if you would.
What I decided to do, Bill, is to look at what was going on with the supposed blue wave.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is that there's a huge disconnect between the leadership of the Democratic Party and us, the rank and file voters. And so I started looking at things that I thought were that the left was not paying any attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And how people were reacting to it. And it shows that in this article that there are a lot of things that the Democratic Party is just plain flat out of contact with the American voter.
Mm-hmm. And with their Democratic base, would you say? I mean, because what I'm seeing, Dan, you know, to your point here, and to help you rest your voice a little bit, so I'll add a little commentary to give you a break, is that the left is really being bifurcated because it has, in a sense, come out of the closet and said, okay, yeah, we're socialists, you know, call us that. Trevor Loudon has done intensive investigation on this and has come back with repeated research and empirical evidence to this point. And now they're just saying, okay, yeah, we're call us socialist and we're proud of that. But meanwhile, I think the majority of the Democratic Party is going, whoa, this is way too far left. I'm not comfortable with this.
And the polling data shows that a majority of Democrats are intrigued by the idea of a socialist government. they're not that enthralled with socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the party, just to give you an example, we have Nancy Pelosi, who said at the time the tax bill passed that it was crumbs for the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
She's now saying to the American people, just think about what she's saying. We want the crumbs back. We want to increase your taxes, and we want to make the government bigger. How are you going to get a majority of Americans to agree to that position? They're not. Why should they give back their tax credit?
Right.
Why should they give back their tax reduction? Why should they give back their job to go try and work from the central government or draw unemployment? It makes no sense. So there's something going on in the Democratic Party that is causing them to make horrendous mistakes. You know, the Cortez, the 28-year-old
Ocasio-Cortez, yes, out of New York, yes.
Who won the primaries in New York, defeating a fourth-ranking member in the Democratic Party in the House. She's the darling of the that's what the headlines say, the darling of the Democratic Party. Yet she says she is a socialist running under the Democratic banner, but she can't get her facts straight.
Exactly.
She is, I think, 4 out of the 5 candidates in primaries she backed all failed. And so you're right, the party's moving further and further to the left. But when they move further to the left, Bill, the party becomes smaller and smaller in parts, smaller and smaller for those people on the left. And the mainstream is now trying to decide, are we going to be independents? Or are we going to continue to try and be Democrats? Or are we going to become Republicans? Now, two things are very important. The president of the AFL-CIO, the largest labor union in the United States,
mm-hmm.
did not rule out recently that the AFL-CIO would support Donald Trump for president in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that. The largest blue-collar labor union in the country, because of what he's done for them in jobs, is thinking that they might support a Republican for president. That's number one. Number two, when Donald Trump won the election in 2016, he captured 8% of the black vote. Most recent polling data shows 36 to 38% of the black community supporting Donald Trump. So how are the Democrats going to maintain power if they lose the labor vote and the black vote?
Exactly. I mean, this is a huge increase, Dan, as you say, you know, to 36% among black Americans. I mean, they get it. I mean, he went to black America and says, hey, what have you got to lose? Give me a shot here. I mean,
absolutely.
You just went through 8 years with a black president, and what did you guys got? You guys got minimum wage. You got more people on welfare. You know, home ownership was down. Business ownership was down in the black segment of America. I mean, they were getting pulverized when they thought, hey,
right.
Look at, you know, you mean to tell me I shouldn't be happy just with an Obama phone and Obamacare? That was enough to take care of me? No, you got people, whether, and this transcends all colors and creeds and everything else, and that is that people are happiest when they have a job. And they're out there, you know, have a fair shot at being productive. And for the first time, gosh, in our lifetime, Dan, we've got more jobs than people to fill them.
Absolutely. And getting stronger, I think. I think the Canadians will come to the table on tariffs.
I do too. I agree.
And I also believe that the Chinese will come to the table. And
eventually.
If I'm right,
mm-hmm.
they come to the table.
Right.
And open up their markets. We'll see a GDP in the third quarter of 2019 north of 6%.
Oh, that could be really exciting. Well, you know, as it's happening right now, we've got NAFTA 2.0 in the works. Looks pretty good. All the pundits, you know, laughed at Trump, said, hey, it ain't going to happen. You know, you're playing the wrong card. He's a business guy. He's been there, done it. He's won many victories like this. So why can't he do it on an international level? And he's starting to do that. So we get NAFTA 2.0. We go and deal with our European allies. We get that all leveled out. And then what does that do for China? I mean, they're standing so far alone that everybody else in the international community has said, look, it, we're into, you know, fair trade, and we're going along with this. Like Donald Trump or not, I think ultimately they will appreciate the policies here, because the policies are far-reaching. It's not just about America being satisfied and being better off. It's even their own countries, because now we've got competition on a level playing field. So what is that going to do in terms of the positive stress factor that it will have on the competitive spirits of Europeans, the Chinese, Canadians, and Mexicans? I think it's win-win, Dan.
I agree. I would say to you, there's a...
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond repair.
Back with you, man.
17 minutes after the top of the hour. Much to discuss with our guest, Dan Perkins, author, national security and policy analyst expert, who is with us right now. Dan, we left everybody on the edge of the seats, and I want you to pick it up where we left off.
I said there's one thing that nobody's talking about, and I think I'm going to talk about it on your show for the first time.
Okay.
The left, the elites in Washington, do not understand how it's possible that Donald Trump is accomplishing what he's accomplishing so quickly. They said when he put on the trade tariffs that it would take years to renegotiate trade deals. Didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Pundits were saying that the economy is going to lose millions of jobs. There's going to be a global recession because you cannot negotiate trade deals without years and years of preparation. What Mr. Trump is showing, he's not only getting trade deals, but he's doing other things. He's making decisions, getting things done quickly. And this is one of the things that the Democrats don't understand. How is it that he's been able to get so much progress in spite of the bureaucracy in Washington and the bureaucratic process that has been taking place? And he's changed things around. And this is one of the problems that they have. If you're used to taking 4, 5, 6, 10 years to negotiate a new trade deal, how is it Trump can do it in 6 months, 9 months? How is it he can do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's because he's got the right people at the table, both sides talking, and the other side, the Europe's, the Mexico, the Canada's, and the China, and Japan, know that Mr. Trump is not going to settle for a deal that isn't good for America,
that's
period.
Right.
And the presidents in the past, I'm embarrassed to say this, Bill, have cared very little about America, but I'm more interested in trying to maintain their relationships with the foreign leaders, and that's not the way it works.
That's right. Well, and you have a president who's a businessman, and Dan, as you know, we business people, we take care of business. We don't have a 10-year plan. You know, we may have a 10-day plan, but not a 10-year plan. Which isn't to say that we're not we don't look down the road. We certainly do, but we take those problems and deal with them right away. We don't allow a bureaucracy to be established so where it entrenches itself and prolongs the pain. You know, you deal with it, you address that problem, you move on. And I would say that the next thing that this president will tackle with an increasing GDP, if we get there, we start looking at $21 trillion in debt, of declared debt,
right.
not even thinking about the the other unfunded debt that takes us up over $100 trillion plus. But we can look at that and solving that with rapidity, because you have somebody who at least is asking the question and demanding that it be such, and not something that we address, you know, you kick the can down the road and say, okay, well, maybe by 2040 we might be able to reconcile this, right? Yeah, I don't think so.
No, and you're looking at, right now, you're looking at the possibility that Donald Trump will shut down the government before the midterms.
Right.
And I hope he does, because I think the American people would be supportive of that, where the Democrats think it would be disastrous. But the last time the Democrats tried to shut down the government, they capitulated in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out how important their vacation was in August, when they capitulated on a bunch of judge appointments all at one time. So I just think that we're in a situation is that we have to learn a new paradigm, that things get done quicker under this president than they have been done, and many, many presidents and administrations and bureaucrats before. And that's a positive, really a positive thing to have happen. And it is because he's a businessman.
Yeah.
You find out what the problem is, you go in and isolate it, and then you fix it.
Exactly.
When that's done, you move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, to your point, Main Street America, this is what they've been crying out for a long time, and look what happens. All that they've been saying and opinionating on that nobody wanted to hear from is all coming true. And I would say to Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, is that you cannot go back to become the forgotten man and woman again, or just become the ignored Main Streeters. You've got to activate and make sure you come out, you get registered to vote, you come out and vote, and you support this president, and you send legislators into D.C. that are going to get on this Trump train to keep this thing rolling. I mean, right now, 4.2% that Barack Obama and the other economic geniuses on the left said we would never, ever reach. I mean, forget about, you know, the 3%. You know, Barack Obama thought it was going to require a 1 to be waived. Little did he know that we already had this built-in productivity. All we had to do was get the, you know, the heel of the boot of the federal government off the necks of American workers, and look what we're doing right now. We're not even operating at all 8 cylinders.
Right, right. You're absolutely right. And I think it's important. That's a very important point, is that we're just beginning. And we had quarters under Ronald Reagan. We had 7 to 7.5% GDP.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what it does to the revenue to our treasury coffers if we had a 5 or 6% GDP. Significant revenue. If we can control our budget.
Exactly. Now, that's the other thing.
One of the other things is that Donald Trump told us what he was going to do, and he's doing it. And those people that follow what he said he was going to do say about 75% of what he said he wanted to accomplish has already been accomplished. He's going to accomplish 100% and more.
Right.
And so when you take that initiative, it inspires people to try and do great things.
And that's what we're having. I mean, Dan, I talked with at least a half dozen bankers. They're telling me, I said, Bill, you know, new business applications is up. It's through the roof right now. People are excited like never before. You talk to them, you know, the dreams that they had put on the back burner and say, well, not now, you know, all these government regulations, everything getting in the way. Now they're excited. I mean, you know, loans are being taken. Big dreams are being dreamed again. Like you said, this is going to accelerate, you know, what we're able to produce here in this country. And all this in the face of these naysayers who all of a sudden want to take exception, you know, with Donald Trump's slogan, which was something that Ronald Reagan, even Bill Clinton, said about making America great again. And you got Governor Cuomo, again, representing just how disconnected the left has become, you know, trying to come up with some sort of, you know, contra mantra against this line that America has embraced and is taking, you know, to the bank to make America great again. And, you know, and I understand, you know, even, and I was sad. I got to tell you, I was really sad that Meghan McCain, in the midst of her, you know, of her grief, that somehow she had to feel like she was going to make her dad's funeral a political deal. It's like, you know, it's sad. And I hope that, you know, I wish her well. I send my condolences directly to her and her family. But, you know, it's not about, you know, this is the deal about Donald Trump. With Donald Trump, it's not about politics. It's about the everyday man and woman, the American citizen, and doing right by them based on our U.S. Constitution.
Right. If you tell your, we can tell your listeners that they will go to Newsmax.com.
Yes.
There's a commentary there on the two funerals over the weekend and my observations about what message does it send to the American people. And hopefully it'll be insightful to them. But I think that the amazing thing was Aretha Franklin's funeral celebration. When I looked at it on Sunday, I did a Google search. They didn't talk about how many people were there. The headline on the Google search was Black Bishop Gropes a Performer. On the stage. And I saw the video of it. And we had Sharpton doing his condemnation of Donald Trump. But where did we lose civility when we have two former presidents, both of them who were adversaries of Donald Trump, use the form of John McCain, who was another adversary of Donald Trump, his funeral to attack the integrity of the president of the United States? To me, that's unacceptable, and it is not, I don't believe, what our country is about.
Exactly. Sadly, there it is. The Queen of Soul, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, ignored, and sadly, a sad commentary on both people and what they try to contribute, you know, to this country. And hopefully we can take a positive takeaway out of it all. Dan, we got to leave it right there. Again, we thank you for your time. Remind everybody they can go to Newsmax.com and read your commentaries on this.
Absolutely.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The author of an anonymous op-ed in today's New York Times is billed as a senior White House official who says White House staffers have been working to thwart the president's misguided impulses, claiming there have been whispers of using the 25th Amendment to remove him from power. Shortly after learning of it, President Trump said of the piece,
"Can you believe it? Anonymous, meaning gutless, a gutless editorial."
Presidential historian John Meacham claims he thinks it had something to do with the recent passing of Senator John McCain.
"This reads to me like it was written by someone who was either in the National Cathedral or watching it and thinking, what are they going to say about me?"
He spoke on MSNBC. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will return to the U.S. Senate today for day three of his confirmation hearing. And this is USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Tina Marie Griffin joins us. Yes, the counterculture mama. She does every week. Always look forward to our conversations to keep you aware of what's happening culturally and how the attack on our kids, their very minds, their hearts and souls are being manipulated out there. But if you're not aware, you're leaving your kids unprotected. And I know that's not your heart. And this is why we commit this time on your behalf. Tina Marie, how you doing?
I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. California here for a couple more days and then head back east and see if we can say hello to Hurricane Florence that they tell us is coming on the east coast. So we'll see. I was able to avoid a hurricane in Kauai last week. So, you know, I guess I'm hurricane chasing these days.
I don't think you're hurricane chasing. They find out you're going there, and they want to try to get you out of there. So keep up what you're doing, because obviously even the weather isn't happy with what's going on right now with your show. So you must be doing something right.
Well, we got to turn these things upside down, especially with all the attacks that are happening in our culture. And, of course, you know, I appreciate you standing in the gap on behalf of mothers around the country. I say parents as well. Because you're on the lookout for, you know, how the culture is attacking the minds of our children. Let's talk about this first story, student data mining. What's going on with this? You say this is about ready to break wide open here.
Yeah, and I want to tell you, when you said I'm looking for stories, I don't have to look too far. There's stuff all over the place that's constantly bombarding our kids.
Wait, just a second, Tina. Just to that point, though, you know, Donald Trump has been an exposing agent. And, of course, it's easy right now, as you say, because it's almost like the dam has opened up here and there's no holding back. I mean, Democrats now just say, hey, yeah, well, you know, it's been so much research about them being socialist Democrats and moving in that direction. And now it's like no holds barred. It's just out there. So, you know, Trevor Loudon and all the research he's been doing over the years in exposing them. But that just seems to be, you know, the word, and it might be the word of the decade, is exposure. And this president, what he's been doing is just, you know, pulling back the veil. And it's like, it's almost like the culture has let go any kind of restraint and just figures, oh, what the heck, we're just going to let it go. And, you know, and just admit that we're all, you know, we're into pedophilia, we're into homosexuality. I mean, you know, just no holds barred. We're just going to let it fly anymore.
I know. You're correct. They're trying to make it look like what is good is evil and evil good. And you should have seen some of the emails. I was up till midnight yesterday and I had a wide arrangement of emails coming in from concerned parents saying my kid's involved with this video game. How do I get out of it? To, a church in Texas is a screenshot that a concerned parent sent to me and said, what do I do with this? And it was a church that's being threatened to be attacked this Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he sent me the screenshot. I called the church last night, left him a detailed message about the group. And sure enough, I went to the group's Facebook page and they're also threatening the life of their son, a 15-year-old kid who's a Christian kid at a local school there. So we're living in dangerous times. And I posted that story with a screenshot saying, if we think we can just remain bench warmer Christians, not be in the game and not share Christ with the people across the street, because there's so many lost people today because the church isn't doing their job, they're getting to the point where they're so violent, hate Christ, anything to do with God, that I said, we're going to be landing up as victims in our own church. Like, yeah. It's bound to happen. Not that I'm a pessimist. I'm a motivational speaker, but I'm looking at it from 10 years ago where I knew we'd be today, and we're actually worse than where I thought we'd be today. And now what's going to happen 5 years from now if we don't do something? So there's still hope. There's always hope. We know God wins in the end. But, yeah, it's crazy.
The deal is more than ever, Tina, courage is the other word. You know, we have really got to stand up. I mean, I sometimes get concerned when we look at institutions, you know, like the church and say, well, the church needs to do. Well, we are the church. If the people of the church are not taking a stand and being courageous, I mean, what we're dealing here in America is a hangnail compared to what's happening overseas. You hear all the time what's going on with the, you know, martyrs and people that are really having it tough. And they're down the road, you know, from where we are in terms of the process. That their heads are getting lopped off, they're being murdered, their children are being raped, just all kinds of abominations. But this is what happens when a country, a people are devoid of God and they start seeing things according to their own eyes. They're out of control here. And this is where America is right now. I mean, we see the Kavanaugh hearings, we see what's going on and what that represents and what that's telling our kids. I mean, so bad that his daughters had to be taken out of the hearing in day one because you have adults acting like idiots.
I couldn't agree more. It's really becoming scary. And my question is, how far down the road behind an ISIS situation overseas are we?
Overseas or here domestically? I mean, we had a conversation with John Guandolo. John comes on regularly, talks about understanding the threat. We've got so many domestic threats here. It's no longer an existential threat. It's intrinsic.
Yep, you're completely right. That's why I think it's the urgent. We passed the urgent state. And you mentioned student data mining. This thing is so crazy. I'm going to give you a glimpse of what's going on in two different states. Pennsylvania, when this video came out, Michelle Malkin investigates. There's tons of shares. It just came out a couple months ago. It's on my Facebook, Counterculture Mom Facebook group page or fan page. Look up Counterculture Mom. Check out for the recent video I have of her. It says, student data mining selling our kids. Here's what's going on in Pennsylvania. Several years ago, a concerned mom had her son come home from school, and he's like, Mom, there's this weird question. It's about an old lady at the side of the street. Do we help her across the street, or do we stone her? She's like, what kind of test is this? Another question. Your friends want you to go nicely paint the side of a building at midnight, but you know you might get in trouble. You will get in trouble by your parents if you went. Do you go or do you not go because you don't want to be disobedient? Well, with data mining, the schools and the government are working together to find out the moral standards of our students today, and then they know which kids to target to lower their standards and separate them from their parents by causing test questions to change, what they get in the test, and they know who to target as kids. This is what I just got as a comment from Karen Bracken, who's involved in the government here in Tennessee, when she read my comments about this. She said, you just have to have Anita Hope on your show for an entire episode to expose that academics is being replaced in the school with mental health via ESSA, E-S-S-A, and billing to Medicaid, cha-ching, at the expense of our kids. By the time they're all done, not one child will be deemed mentally stable. I couldn't agree more. And here's the other issue, Bill, with this. In Springfield, Missouri, I just got a call from a friend of mine 2 days ago. She goes, you got to talk about this. Get on some shows and talk about this. Well, I have, if you want her on, Stacey Shore talks about this all over the state of Missouri. In Springfield, that it's going to blow up in the news any day now, they have tech gadgets now, iPads going with the kids home to do homework, and they're mandatory. You got to do your homework now with your iPad. Make it look like, oh, my gosh, my kid gets a free tech gadget. They're going to be up and up with technology. It is collecting data from the parents' bank records. It gets passwords for their emails. Well,
these are all like modern-day Trojan horses in the form of an iPad, right?
It's crazy, and it's coming into all the kids' homes. And so that is another thing we need to be aware of. But there's a lot of stuff where kids are being used as pawns in the school system, not there to learn education any longer, but being brainwashed and also gathering tons of information. I mean, it's doctors' clients were all over the Internet the very next day.
Tina, we got to get both these ladies on the show. You know, remember that hour segment at least that you and I talked about? This is maybe ripe for it. We need to get both ladies on. We'll get the four of us on the air. We'll talk about this. We've got to make this happen right away, okay?
I will.
Okay, let's do that. All right, we've got to go to break here. You got 30 seconds worth of something here you want to fill? Otherwise, we're just going to, we're just going to dance here for just a moment.
Yeah, well, I'll just say, parents out there, you want to text the word GUIDE, G-U-I-D-E, to the number 444-999, and you'll get on my weekly newsletter list with all the latest pop culture alerts so you know what to watch out for, and also get a free parent media guide with thousands of positive entertainment options. GUIDE, text it to 444-999.
And we've got more to talk about with the Counterculture Mom, including Thomas the Train going gender neutral. Did you hear about that?
Crazy.
We've got a whole lot more, so stay with us. Tina Marie Griffin, the Counterculture Mom on Bill Martinez Live. We're just looking at, we're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
you do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. You have a choice. You can stay in the darkness or walk in the light. This is why we have our favorite counterculture mom, the one and only Tina Marie Griffin here, to encourage us all to stay in the light. It's easy, you know, to just let your guard down. Because it seems unrelenting, and I can appreciate that, Tina. You know that, you know, parents I speak with, they go, Bill, there's just so much coming at us. And I said, I understand that, but you have to remain vigilant and understand that we're in a war, and it's beyond the culture anymore. I mean, this is a war that's attacking our kids. Institutions that heretofore we thought, well, they're looking out for our best interest of our children, are all compromised. And as Tina was saying earlier, you know, we are living that part of the Bible that says that you will, there will be that time when evil is called good and good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. I mean, the world's upside down here. So if it's not for reasonable people, God-fearing people that know and understand and have apprehended the fact that our liberties do not come from government, they come from God. Because this is what's under attack, is our very liberties, ladies and gentlemen, and they are connected to God. You cannot disconnect from God and think that you're still going to hold on to your liberties, because the grief to happiness ratio in your life is going to continue to grow and intensify, and the irritation is such because that's just the way it is, just like the law of gravity. You violate the law of gravity, you jump off the roof, you hit the ground, it hurts, you get bruised, you break things, okay? And this is what we're doing recklessly in our culture. So we're admonishing all of us, okay? Well, you know, no, it's not just fingers going out. The fingers are coming back all the way around. We're all guilty of this, but this is why, you know, relationships are so important, Tina, that we can encourage one another
to be the light that God has called us to be, you know, a lifestyle evangelist, the people who see the way we live and say, you know what? I want, what is it that you have? I'm missing. Well, what I have is the freedom in Christ. It is, and a powerful force if we're apprehending and holding on to that. But, you know, God will not be compromised. We can't be lukewarm about God. You either are all in or you're all out.
I couldn't agree more. And there's a verse that said that one day when Christ comes back, there's going to be people saying, Lord, Lord, of course you know who I am. And the Lord will say, I don't know who you are. Depart from me. And those type of scriptures really speak out to me, because it just seems like a lot of people that think they're potential believers or are living a Christian lifestyle, I don't know. In the end times, I think a lot of people are going to think they're going to heaven for whatever reasons they conjured up in their mind. But God is very clear that you have to place your faith in Him and believe that He died on the cross for your sins. And then I think a lot of it has to do with living out your faith every single day, actually doing what God's called you to do, and fulfilling the last commandment He gave us before He left the earth, which in Matthew talks about when He left the earth, He said, go out and make disciples in every nation, baptizing them. I mean, are we doing that, you know? And I'm constantly asking myself that. Am I doing enough? Is speaking enough? Is radio enough? Is emailing people back that have tons of questions enough, when I could be easily talking to a person across the street? Like, what's the reason that's stopping me from sharing Christ even more on a daily basis? Sometimes it is, well, I don't know enough about Scripture, and God would tell me, you know enough. Okay, I'm scared of what they're going to think. Well, that's for them to decide if they want to believe you or not, but at least you did what I called you to do. So that's the kind of conversation I have with God on a daily basis, but I just want to encourage...
Well, I think we all do to varying degrees on that, Tina, and I want people to be encouraged to understand that God was also told us that at that time and moment, the Spirit will come to you. God's Spirit will come to you and give you those words. And that's when you realize it's not you. It's none of our brilliance. You know, it's God through us that, you know, delivers that aptly spoken word. You know, I was just reading some statistics again, you know, regarding suicide. 123 people in this one category are committing suicide every day. Every day, Tina. Suicides abounding, families affected because loved ones are committing, so they're checking out, they've lost hope. So what is it going to take? What aptly spoken word can we say to, you know, make a dent to keep those people, you know, from committing suicide, if that's possible? But, you know, the point of all this is, whose kingdom is coming? Is it our kingdom or God's kingdom? You know, what are you committed to? And if it's God's kingdom, and that's what we're, you know, that's what I want to be committed to, and I pray. I mean, it's this. I mean, I understand more and more, as Paul says, you know, you pray constantly. You know, it seems like more and more today I find myself in prayer constantly because of the constant bombardment of all this stuff that's going on. Speaking of which, George Soros, who continues to be a big name and is impacting our culture beyond measure, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings with the paying of, you know, the disruptors there that we're finding out. But you've also got a story on Soros backing up censorship online against conservatives. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do you mind if I quickly go to two things that I think would help people from not committing suicide?
Yes. Go ahead.
I do want to touch base on that. The two that came to the top of my head right away, number one, any kind of trauma that happened to that person in the past. A lot of times when kids come up to me and they're suicidal, it's because they've been abused, they've been raped, they had premarital sex and regret it, they're into cutting. So if there's something physically that has happened to that person in the past, anyone listening in, or you have a family member that's suicidal or has had this happen, make sure they get counseling, must get counseling to get help through that, a Christian counselor. Number two, what kind of entertainment and messages is going into that person's mind? I mean, Eminem has been pumping out demonic, satanic, horrific, suicidal messages, just one of many celebrities that have been pumping that kind of message into kids' minds. I challenge them, and even adults, I challenge kids when I go speak, and adults, steer clear from any kind of negative, violent entertainment, whether it be video games, music, you name it, TV, movies, just for a week and see if you don't feel better. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Bill, the emails I've gotten over the years saying, I can't believe it. People destroying their DVDs and CDs when they used to be hot. You know, erasing 300 songs. One girl said I was depressed, suicidal. I erased 300 negative songs with my iPad. I have never felt better. And she did it the night after she heard me speak.
Wow.
So you got the negative entertainment. You've got what happened to you in the past, get a counselor. Number three, which is interesting, we do a whole nother show on this, but I've studied health for the last 20 years. And I think a lot of people are put on meds and they get drugged out and they can't think straight. And I've had a lot of stories come to me with that situation. Well, pharmacy, the Greek word is pharmakia.
Yes.
Bill, that means witchcraft or sorcery, the word pharmakia.
Exactly.
So there's a lot going on that Satan's trying to destroy lives and souls. And so I just want to say those are three areas I would try to wean off of and get counseling for if you're currently in that situation.
Well, you are. I mean, it goes back to what we've said many times. You know, Zig Ziglar used to call it stinking thinking. You know, it is your thoughts. It starts with your thoughts. I mean, why is it, in terms of the full armor of God, one of the elements that you use is the shield of faith? That shield of faith is to take those fiery darts of the evil one. You block those. But if you're not, you know, understanding that you are in a war and you go out unarmored and you're not suited up in the full armor of God, you're going to get pulverized. It happens also gently. I mean, we keep using that analogy of the frog in boiling water. It didn't start out boiling. It was all very cozy and comfortable. And before you know it, now you're getting cooked. And this is what's happening with our culture and our kids. Seriously, this is what's happening with our kids.
It is. The suicide rate is skyrocketing among teens. I just want to tell parents and then grandparents tuning in right now, please just weed out everything out of your house. Do a pop culture purge. Do a fast if you got a fast from certain foods, the drugs, all that kind of stuff. Just clean out your house. I have people put it in a backyard and do a bonfire. I'm not saying you have to do that, but it just is a picture of what goes on. I mean, that's what I did when I was 22, 23 years old. Mm-hmm. I gave my heart to the Lord at 16. I was out in L.A. I was at church service, and God convicted me and said, girl, you're telling people positive entertainment, but you got some Elvis CDs in there. You've got some No Doubt CDs. You've got some, and he listed off like 10 people. I'm like, you're right, Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, I cleaned through my entire CD collection the second I got home, broke apart 41 CDs, took a picture of it to remember my change in my music habits. But I'm telling you, I first wanted to sell those CDs to make money. And God's like, you want someone else to listen to that? I'm like, no, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's weed out. Let's clean out our homes. Let's talk to our kids. Let's dig in deep to our families and get the tech gadgets out of the hands for a while. And, you know, do a fast. It's always good to do a fast. Right now, my kids are on a fast for a full week. No entertainment at all. Mm-hmm. Not even the good stuff.
Wow. Well, good.
And I grow.
I think it's a good, that's a good exercise. It's a good exercise because then you realize, you know, because then you're able to evaluate, like you say, before, after. You know, before, what kind of feelings were you feeling? Now, afterwards, what's happening? And now that your mind is cleared up and there's nothing wrong, I think that's that's a great idea to hit the reset button. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we got about a minute left here. George Soros, let's, I know it's impossible to get to everything. I know.
We need two hours. I have eight other stories ready to rock and roll with here. He basically thinks he owns America, and he forces his money down people's throats and buys out our minds and hearts. And what he's doing is major censorship. He's behind a lot of the Facebook censorship against Christians, causing a lot of our pages to get blocked, and no one can share our content. That's what happened to me. So, and a lot of other people. But he's also doing it, like you said, recently in the courtroom. So this guy thinks he can get away with this stuff. And I'm just asking God, can you please either make him saved or have him die? And that's so sad, but that, I'm just like, come on.
More money than sense. Last one, Thomas the Train, that we can get to, goes gender neutral.
Yeah, Thomas the Train engine, the tank's engine goes gender balanced and no longer a male train, which is absolutely ridiculous. So pick God-centered books for your kids. My website is counterculturemom.com. Get our app, Counterculture Mom app. I have all of this information. Download that free app today, and you will know what's going on. And keep in touch with me. Let's do this.
Well, Tina Marie, always great to have you with us. Thank you so much for continuing the good fight and standing in the gap with all our families and our kids that are highly at risk today. Thank you so much for being with us.
No worries. Let's get America back on track.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I'm David Hall.